following program is brought to you by your friends at Podcast One.
3, 2, 1.
Live from Los Angeles.
It's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton
Podcast.
We're my man.
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And one and only world famous Perez.
Perez.
Baby Perez Hilton.
It's the PHP.
Hey guys, welcome to the PHP. I'm Book. He's Perez. What's doing?
I was just having some water. I need to be hydrated. Today nearly took it out of me. Oh my God. Today was like a marathon in the world of showbiz and then some, and I'll get to all of it. But first, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. All is good in Book neighborhood.
I feel like I haven't seen you in forever. I would invite you to this one concert that I'm going to on Sunday. I'm going to go see Pretty Much, that boy band. Have you ever met them or had them over?
I have no desire to see them, so thank you. Sounds awful. You enjoy that. How about this? I pretty much hate them.
Oh, no. I love them. They're really good.
Are they really?
Yes. They're really good. I'll probably stay for maybe three quarters or a half of their show and then leave because I'm already exhausted and it's only Monday. I didn't even get to catch up on sleep this weekend. I had the craziest action-packed weekend. On Saturday, I took my kids to this charity event for Children's Miracle Networks, which was a great event. Then I ran across town for this Latino conference called Hispanicize, and I gave the keynote speech. And then Sunday, I took my kids to go to this kiddie concert. We saw this band called the Beat Buds, which are big in the kiddie circuit. It was like a rock and roll concert.
I'll take your word for it.
It was like rock and roll, but with kids music. It was fun. Then I came home and I had to freaking work on a Sunday because on Sunday, news of Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson breaking up broke. And I have so much to say about it. But first, I want to give major thanks to a new sponsor. A major shout out to Harney. Oh my God. I got a bunch of these sent to me. And this is one of the reasons why I converted to tea. Harney is tea. And I've mentioned throughout the history of our podcast that I'm trying to be healthier. And despite that, I've been drinking soda. But because of Harney, I have been able to replace soda and drink tea now. And they have the most delicious varieties of I like have tea for an entire year now. I'm so happy.
I got it too. It's like three boxes. And how about the way they deliver it? I mean, if you were going to give somebody a great gift, this tea, the way it's packaged and presented to you, I felt like I was opening the fanciest tea of all time.
My favorite flavor is this. Well, actually, they have a they have multiple vanilla flavors, but I don't remember the exact one, but one of the vanilla ones I've been drinking obsessively. They have all kinds of exotic and premium teas from hot cinnamon spice, organic peppermint, even Japanese Gyokuru. All right. All you have to do to get 20% off is go to harney.com/Perez. That's harney.com/Perez and use promo code Perez for 20% off. And thank you again. I truly, deeply love Harney because they're that good. All right.
Okay.
On to Ariana Grande. So I'm just, first of all, not shocked that they split. I'm shocked that I saw your fucking lame ass tweet some bullshit on Twitter that I was not right. Because straight out the gate, I was right.
You're right about nothing. What are you talking about? What are you right about?
Totally right about everything I was saying about Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson. Everything.
Because they broke up?
Yes.
You think because you broke up, you're right about the things that you said two podcasts ago?
Yes.
You think you're right?
1,000%.
Yes. That's laughable. That's utterly laughable.
Well,
you were an insensitive jerk 2 weeks ago.
Everybody's agreeing with me that I was right.
No one's agreeing
with
you.
No
one is. Everyone. But your trolls on your sycophant Instagram? Come on, give me a break. I'll play you every call. And by the way, we did get a couple calls that do agree with you, and we'll judge their intelligence once we listen to these calls. But I'm telling you, no, everyone... people are still very upset with you and your tone from 2 weeks ago.
Well, I was right.
You're saying you saw this coming. Well, I mean, it's like saying, I think the sun's going to come up tomorrow. They got engaged after 3 weeks. Of course they broke up.
No, there's more.
That was inevitable.
There's more to it than that. The fact that they broke up, she realized my concern.
How do you know she realized
your concern? Then why the hell did she break up with him? Huh? Because according to everything, he did not break up with her. According to every single report I have read today, she dumped him. Why else would she dump him if she did not think he was not a good fit for her?
Because they went too fast and too quickly. And it's logical. No one does that. Stop. They let this thing come over them.
No, that's bullshit. Look at Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelos. There's many people that go too fast, too quickly, and they work out.
Kelly and Mark were married long before either one of them were famous. Number one, I happen to know them. They got married when she was on a soap opera and was a nobody. And him too, by the way, not before she was Kelly Ripa. So bad example, number one. You got to find someone that's the biggest pop star in America that got engaged like 3 weeks later, maybe an a la J-Lo or something. I can tell you a thing or two about that too. Bottom line is, we saw this coming, but that doesn't excuse your behavior and your tone.
No, I think it does.
Of course you do. That's why we will tune in week after week. Hell, it's why I tune in week after week. You're a maniac, but continue. What do we know? And tell me what we know. What's new?
All right. Well, we know that Ariana must be listening to the podcast because this was not a sudden overnight thing. According to reports, this has been at least a few weeks in the making. Mm-hmm. Even though they were spotted together Saturday night at SNL. But there's so many fascinating things to me. They were spotted together Saturday night at SNL. Mm-hmm. They were engaged in PDA there. People mm-hmm. saw them holding hands and kissing. They broke up Sunday and then poof, Ariana's team or Ariana herself leaked that news. Okay. Bitch did not get, and I say bitch is a term of endearment because I'm still concerned for her.
No, you're not. You're not allowed to be concerned anymore.
All right. I took it back. I know. Bitch either leaked it herself or had her team leak it. She didn't even give herself a day or two to sleep it over really and think after like pulling the trigger. I mean, I said it's been a long time coming. Mm-hmm. So maybe she had already made up her mind a while ago, mm-hmm. but that was quick, yo. Like she told him and then boom, hours later, it was everywhere. And there's so many follow-up questions I have too. Like he got a pig tattoo because of the damn pig of theirs, and who gets custody of the pig? These are the things that I love about.
That's the first thing that you think of. Who gets the pig?
Well, I would think obviously she gets the pig. Actually, you know what, she's gonna give the pig away. I know that girl. That pig is not staying with either of them. Mm-mm, mm-mm. But well, he got some other tattoo of hers covered up recently. He's probably gonna have to get all these other ones covered up.
Well, that
too.
One on his neck, when I saw that story last week, whenever that was, maybe Tuesday or whenever it was on TMZ, I was so mad at myself for not texting you, but it was like the day after the podcast. I was like, oh, I'll bring it up next week because I wanted to say it on the show that I had thought that it is 100% over. Because if you've ever known anybody that's had a tattoo or they got one with someone else, the first thing they do when they break up, it's almost like you can't get it off of your body quickly enough. And I've seen it with girls before. The second I saw that, I said, they're broken up.
Well, I'm almost certain she'll give back the engagement ring, clearly. And
did she buy it?
No, I don't think so. He also should get back the pendant that he gave her that his dad used to wear. He was this firefighter who died on 9/11.
Sure.
And what's so funny to me is so many pansies are butthurt over me making some jokes, okay? Hello, Pete Davidson is a comedian, and he has joked himself about the Manchester bombing. I joked the saddest thing about the Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson split for Pete Davidson is that he's going to have to start paying rent again now. Mm-hmm. To me, that was funny.
I mean, it's not a great joke, I'll be honest with you. He kind of made that joke on SNL. I would be 0% offended about it. Even if I was I wouldn't be offended.
So many people were. And other people were upset that I joked. How long until Ariana gets into another relationship? Longer than a week or less than a week?
That's pretty good. I would have made a poll out of that.
That is a good poll.
Yeah, make that a poll.
It's too late now.
No, it's fine.
Well, after this, somebody set up this GoFundMe for Pete Davidson, which I thought was very funny.
That's funny, too.
I know, because he is homeless now. But GoFundMe shut that down. I think they should have kept it up, and he should have donated the money to charity. That would have been a nice thing.
That would have been cool.
And Ariana, over the weekend, was supposed to perform at this benefit that she ended up canceling at, and her manager, Scooter Braun, mentioned on stage that as a manager, he was frustrated because his wife was being honored at this charity event, and Ariana is his client. And his wife told him that she probably needs the time right now. Once again, Scooter Braun, who also manages Justin Bieber, saying something publicly that I find questionable.
Yeah.
Even if you were frustrated by that, why do you need to tell a group of people that? Why tell the public what you are thinking privately that some could perceive as unprofessional?
I'll give that one just the tiniest shred of the benefit of the doubt, because if it's something that he put together.
But he needs to articulate himself better. He could have said, I'm sure many of you are disappointed Ariana's not
here. Good point. Very solid point.
But let me tell you that right now, her not being here is in her best interest. And people will totally have gotten it. But he shouldn't have said, oh, I'm frustrated that she's not here. That's bullshit.
You're right.
But she has let us know that she will be going back to work. And actually, that was this weekend. She's already back to work. Mm-hmm. She is going to be appearing on this NBC special celebrating 15 years of the musical Wicked, mm-hmm. which is her favorite musical.
Mine too.
That's your favorite musical?
I've seen, this is embarrassing. I've seen Wicked 5 times.
What?
I can sing Popular. I love that stupid song. I love Alphabet. I love everything about that stupid play.
Well, I'm excited to hear Ariana do that. And a lot of really cool people are also taking part in that special, including the original Alphabet and Galinda, Kristen Chenoweth and Idina Menzel.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple more tidbits in this ongoing saga of Ariana and Pete. It may not be the end. According to People magazine, they still plan to see each other, meaning they're not making a clean break, meaning they'll probably be back together by Saturday at the latest.
Does that mean that they've broken up? It means that they may be broken off the wedding, but I don't know if it means that they've broken up.
No, it just means that they're postponing their eventual breakup for a little bit longer. I can't wait to go to sleep tonight, and I can't wait to try my daughter's new Lisa mattress.
I can tell you what it's like, because I'm sleeping on the Lisa mattress at my house. We love this mattress. We have another mattress that we bought about 2 years ago, and we were thinking, well, the one that we bought, it's going to be nicer than this Lisa one that we got. So we both slept on this Lisa one for 3 days, and I'm like, I like this mattress better. She's like, I do too. There's no lumps in it. There's no sags in it. And that other mattress I have is like, it's like a $1,500 mattress that I've had for a year. This thing sleeps cool. It's plush as could be. The way they send it to you in a box and you just unroll it, it's a really great mattress, especially for the money. So look into it.
Just go online to Lisa.com/Perez. That's LEESA.com/Perez. Enter promo code Perez. Get up to $160 off the Lisa mattress or $235 off the luxury Sapira mattress. So last week, Christina Aguilera was being interviewed by Andy Cohen,
mm-hmm.
and she name checked me, blaming me, or partly blaming me. I like to be accurate. She attributed blame to me, mm-hmm. to her album Bionic flopping. And I sort of loved that she was talking about me. And mm-hmm. even though I regret what I did genuinely, because that's when I was really bitchy, Perez.
Yeah, because a lot's changed.
It has. I don't have to, I'm not like trying to destroy anybody. It was not cute back in the day with Christina Aguilera. And I
really
owned that. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I guess I don't know the ins and outs of how bad it was.
Well, because it was around the time that Lady Gaga and I were really good friends. And back then, Gaga and I were close. So we would talk. I mean, it's so funny because I think she was the last friend I've ever had that I actually spoke on the phone with. We would talk and catch up and brainstorm and share ideas, and we would text, and I would see her all the time. So she would always, I mean, back then, I do think she's changed for the better, thankfully. Mm-hmm. But when Gaga was in the middle of Gaga mania, which now she's very famous and popular, but there was a couple years there that it was straight up Gaga mania. Back then, she would think that everybody was copying her. This person's copying me. That person's copying me. Blah, blah, blah. So she was always mentioning how Christina was copying her. And she wouldn't verbatim say, oh, you should write a post about this. But she would bring it to my attention.
I see what's doing. She baited you a little bit.
Yeah, totally. She was like, did you see what Christina did? Oh my God, can you believe it? Oh.
So that's what makes this whole war kind of stupid, because she's equally as his fault as you were.
No. I'm not blaming Gaga at all. She's not, okay. I would say she's not to fault. Nobody forced me to do anything. Okay. I was an adult. I take responsibility for my own actions.
Okay.
And I apologized in my video, and I will apologize again. And I was just mentioning that I was in the press, because I always get a boner when I'm talked about, even if it's in a negative way.
I've noticed.
Speaking of Lady Gaga and boners, I think I mentioned, this whole A Star Is Born movie isn't for me. Did you watch it? No, you don't watch
movies. I didn't go see it yet. I really want to go see it. I'll get around to it. I'm just waiting for a screener.
You don't go to watch movies.
I don't like the theater.
According to reports, Disney is eyeing Gaga to play Ursula in the live-action remake of The Little Mermaid that they're working on.
Hmm.
And that I am excited about.
Cool.
Speaking of musicians, a lot of them performed at the American Music Awards last night. I mean, not last night, last week.
I was like, are you in a coma?
No, it feels like last night. I swear to God. I've been fantasizing about going on vacation by myself for like 4 days to just sleep somewhere, sleep and get massages.
Right.
But the American Music Awards were last week, and I won't go into it because it's like old news already, but you were not impressed with Taylor Swift's performance.
You said something that really stuck with me on the show once that I really love. For some artists that are that big, that are in the Taylor Swift category, you can only compare them to them. And I like when you said that, because the big ones, they're in a different universe. I'm not going to compare Taylor Swift's performance to Camila Cabello's, because to me, Camila Cabello's a kid on the rise. Taylor Swift is Beyonce. She's the Super Bowl. She's big time. Okay. So when I looked at that performance for her, I thought vocally it was flat. I thought I'd seen the performance of her strutting around the stage before many times. I don't love that song to begin with. For her, compared to other things that I've seen her do on television that were absolutely phenomenal, I felt that that was flat as could be.
I loved it. And I thought she sounded great. And I thought it was a different side of her that we've not seen.
What
that
side?
From her on TV.
Her strutting around a stage? I kind of feel like we've seen that 20 times.
No, she was really moving. There was choreography.
Her compared
That's
to her.
New for her.
Look, I've seen her on TV and I've just been blown away before. I've been like, wow, she's really good. And I didn't see anything that I hadn't seen before. And maybe it's the tour, or maybe I've just seen her do that in concert. I don't know. It just didn't do anything at all for me.
Go to the tour.
Well, I didn't go to this tour, but I've been to two other tours. It wasn't a performance that anyone in the world the next day said, oh my God, did you see Taylor Swift last night? Not one person called that back. And not one person said, hey, check out this video of her. I just thought it was kind of flat. That's all. Comparing to her. If you compare to everybody else, she's still better than everybody else. I'll give you that. But I thought it was kind of flat.
Well, I still disagree with that. But it wasn't my favorite performance, actually. My favorite performance was Cardi B. I loved her performance. So good. Pop star. Straight up pop star. Looked phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Was giving dancing, too. Sounded great. So into it. And also, I was so pleasantly surprised by Dua Lipa.
Yeah, that girl's really starting to put it together, isn't she? That song with Silk City right now is hot.
Oh, yeah. Electricity. Oh. Living for that song. But what I loved about the Calvin song that she did, there's not much to that song. I've seen her do that song before, and it's just been okay. But she put together such an actual performance. Mm-hmm. It was like Britney-ish with the rain and the girls making out and the death drop. Oh, I loved it. And oh my God, I have so much drama okay. with Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber, and I will get to it. I wish it was all on TV so I could watch it on Pluto TV.
Well, it'd be free, number one. We didn't have to pay for it. That's the best part of Pluto. If you have internet, all you have to do is just get Pluto. You don't even have to give them a credit card. It's the best part. Absolutely free TV. 100 channels. They have all these, thousands of movies that you can get?
Thousands of movies.
Nothing better.
And you can watch it on any of your devices. You can get Pluto TV on your phone, on your tablet, on your TV. It's compatible with Roku, with Amazon Fire TV, with Apple mm-hmm. TV, smart TVs, PlayStations, anywhere else you stream. It's no credit card needed, no sign up. Pluto TV is easy and completely legal to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies. Mm-hmm. Pluto TV, my friends. All right, Selena Gomez. There's just so many different things at play here. First, there's the whole reality that she is a young woman who has been famous literally half her life since she was 14 or 13, more than half her life probably. And it's a real hard life when you have to be cautious with everybody and you don't know if you can trust people mm-hmm. and when everybody treats you differently because you are who you are, which is, I think, one of the reasons why she's always been drawn to and back to Justin Bieber, because they can so relate to each other. Mm-hmm. After our last podcast, the news broke about her emotional breakdown, her hospitalizations, mm-hmm. and her currently being treated in a psychiatric facility. Mm-hmm. I just want to also remind everybody, mm-hmm. she's got lupus. And people with that autoimmune disease are prone to mental health issues. Mm-hmm. It is one of the side effects of having lupus, whichever way it affects you, whether it be anxiety or depression. And within the last 12 months, some could say, or maybe she would say herself, she nearly died. She needed a kidney transplant. That was a major procedure. So she's gone through a lot. And I'm sure that her recent hospitalizations, multiple ones, were very taxing and tolling on her. Having said all of that, I can love, respect, appreciate somebody and still acknowledge when they've fucked up and be critical of that person. Same with Madonna. I almost view Selena the same like as Taylor Swift. Like, they're family to me. And I've said this about Taylor. When you love somebody like family...
She's not your family.
Well, I know she's not my family, but I have a true, genuine love for her, which is why it saddens me and it pains me to read the reports, which... maybe they're false. Hopefully they're mm-hmm. false, but I don't think they are. Okay. Her family thinks that her drinking and partying led to her recent hospitalizations and issues with the kidneys and her emotional breakdown. I, for one, saw photos of her smoking from a vape pen. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a doctor. I don't know if is a vape pen smokeless?
Yes. But not really. Yes, they take the smoke out. We're going to need 10 more years of research before they ever figure out if it's any better for you. And most doctors now say it's not. You're just taking an element of smoking away and they've replaced it with chemicals, which can't be good for you.
Yeah, especially if you had a kidney transplant. That first year is, you know, and actually not even that first year, forever, she's going to have to take these special pills mm-hmm. to make sure that her body doesn't...
reject that kidney.
What's the word? Exactly, that's the word, reject mm-hmm. it. So I saw her with the vape pen after the kidney operation, and I think she herself even gave a quote in some interview over the last 12 months that if she wants to have a glass of wine, she's going to have a glass of mm-hmm. wine. Once again, I'm not a doctor. I don't know if... I don't know what the rules are, if you're discouraged from ever drinking or if you're discouraged from drinking for 6 months or 12 months or whatever. But I think it's safe to say that over the last 12 months, she has been drinking, she's been vaping, and who knows what else she's been doing. And that's just really sad, A, because she had her freaking kidney operation, B, she's prone to mental health issues, and C, a normal person who doesn't have those things may be struggling just by drinking or partying too mm-hmm. much. But when you compound that with all these other issues, it's like, duh, of course you had an emotional breakdown. And your ex dating and then marrying somebody else so quickly. Mm-hmm. Although, just like, I see the same similarity. I saw this same bullshit article written, actually, and it was by People, though. But I'm just calling it bullshit. Okay. I saw the same damn article, but written one about Selena and one about Ariana. Mm-hmm. The Ariana Grande article that People wrote blamed, straight up attributed, Mac Miller's death to her split with Pete Davidson. And now they're also claiming that Justin Bieber's marriage to Hailey Baldwin basically was the impetus for Selena's emotional breakdown. I'm like, listen, just like Ariana Grande is not to blame for Mac Miller's death, Mac Miller's death is not to blame for Ariana Grande's split from Pete Davidson.
Who are you this week? You're making a lot of sense for once.
I feel very confident in saying that Ariana would have still broken up with Pete Davidson if Mac Miller were still alive. And just like that story, you know, Justin Bieber is not to blame for Selena Gomez's emotional breakdown.
Unless you heard it out of her mouth, that's hard to report. Conjecture, speculating. Okay, look, we're dickheads. We do that too. But if you say they're kind of reporting that, I'm with you. I'm going to have to call BS.
They were citing sources, and I really put some thought into it. And let's even go with Ariana Grande, right? Like, maybe her damn brother is the source, and maybe that's what her brother thinks, mm-hmm. okay? That's still just her brother's opinion.
Exactly. Who are you? You're just making sense this week for once. Did someone hit you on the side of the head?
I always make sense.
No, you
sense,
don't.
Bitch. Shut
no,
up.
You don't.
But People also, in a separate article today, is reporting, and I quote, mm-hmm. Justin is not over Selena. Hmm. Dun, dun, dun. Oh my God.
Poor kids.
I said on the podcast that he and Hailey Baldwin would last 4 years. I hope I don't get that wrong.
Maybe 4 weeks. I mean, jeez.
Maybe 4 months. Not 4 weeks. 4 months.
I don't know.
The weird thing, they're married, right? And they should be happier than ever.
Ever.
But, and I've said this before, I am a body language expert. And this I'm not shitting you on. If you look at photos of the two of them in public, they have the weirdest body language together. They're still not
right.
a happy couple.
I can attribute that to one thing. That kid is used to navigating all by himself. Meaning when he goes out, when he is in the eyes of the paparazzi 24/7, he's probably already figured out how to navigate his own being, his life. I don't think he's figured out how to do it with her. And I don't even think anything could even possibly prepare her for how big this would be. I've seen pictures too, and I look at them too, and I go, that doesn't look like the happy new couple, lovey-dovey.
No.
But it is, you got to keep in mind, it is two people trying to navigate through the waters of, you got, everybody's constantly looking at them 24/7. It must be awkward. And they've never done it together. Now, Bieber's done it with Selena before, and maybe he doesn't want to do that anymore. So you got to kind of maybe take that into account.
You make sense too. We are the sensible podcast duo.
Yes, we are, for once.
And if you want to be sensible with what you eat, I would suggest, encourage highly, that all of our podcast listeners check out Sun Basket. Sun Basket is gourmet for the non-gourmet cook, or for the gourmet cook who just doesn't have time to cook gourmet. Mm-hmm. They deliver everything you need to cook for yourself and or your family quickly and easily. They have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 different types of programs you can choose. Gluten-free, paleo, lean and clean, vegetarian, Mediterranean, vegan, pescatarian, diabetes-friendly, mm-hmm. quick and easy. There is something for everybody. Mm-hmm. The freshest ingredients.
I had the chicken paillard last week. The chicken paillard was in a penne, which I've never had it like that before. Oh, phenomenal. What they come up with is great.
So good, so good, so good. Just go to sunbasket.com/Perez to learn more and get $35 off your first order. That's sunbasket.com/Perez. All right. I just am shocked at this Drake tour. Drake canceled 3 more tour dates.
He did?
Yes. It just is shocking. I think it was in like Utah and some other cities. I don't remember the name of the cities, but he canceled 3 dates. Salt Lake City, Denver, and St. Paul, Minnesota. And he's already rescheduled shows, postponed shows. This new tour of his is a hot mess. And it just goes to show that you can be the biggest streaming artist and the biggest male artist in the game and still have somewhat of a flop tour.
Well, I wouldn't say it's a flop tour. I think that they may have oversold what his potential of doing is. Meaning, Los Angeles, I believe he's doing 7 dates. And the ones at the end, they're not sold out. So how about this? Why not just do 5 dates and sell them out? You know, so my question is it the second show in Minneapolis? Is it the second show in Denver? Is it the second show in Salt Lake City? That's what I'd want to know. If it's the first one, then that's a problem.
Speaking of rapper, although he's not a rapper, he's more of a hip-hop artist, a hip-hop singer, Post Malone. He is going to be an actor now. He just got cast in a new Mark Wahlberg movie, so congratulations to
Good
him.
Good for him.
Speaking of hip-hop artists, God, I'm so glad that I saved him for like later on the show because I'm so tired of him.
Kanye West.
Kanye West met with Donald Trump last week and went on this whole fist-pumping, table-stomping,
cursing,
full-on show. Did you watch?
I did. I was wildly entertained.
You were?
You didn't find that entertaining? Oh, I loved it. Come on. The idea of the president of the United States opening the Oval Office to Kanye West to let him just wax poetic about whatever. He is really funny to me.
The funniest thing is that for once, Donald Trump didn't have much to say. He just let Kanye
speak. He just let him go.
But I blame Obama. I blame Obama. Had Obama given Kanye the time of day, none of this would happen.
For calling him a jackass, you may be right.
However, his family wants him to get back on his medication. But I don't think that's happening. And then he did get back on Twitter, which you probably... Yeah, it did not last very long.
We actually said on Monday night that he probably would be back by time our podcast aired on Tuesday. I don't know how close we were, but I'm sure we were pretty close.
I think he lasted until the weekend, but he was live streaming, periscoping from Uganda.
Oh, good. Wish he would stay there.
He's in Uganda working on new music, and he was talking about mind control and the echo chamber. I was partly tempted to Google the echo chamber and what he meant by that, because I stopped watching his video once I heard what he was talking about. I'm like, oh, he's talking about this. Stop, pause. I don't want to watch anymore. And then I was like, you know what? I don't need to know this new lingo. I don't care what I don't care what the conspiracy theorists or the alt-right or whoever the fuck these mind control
the Illuminati, chamber, whomever it may be.
Yeah, I could care less. Let Kanye think what he thinks, and I will think what
there
I
you
think.
Go.
And I think Kanye.
It makes it more fun. You'll have more fun. You'll get more enjoyment out of Kanye. You'll enjoy him like I enjoy him.
So yeah, that happened. Piers Morgan was trending today because he criticized Daniel Craig, the James Bond star, for baby wearing.
Okay.
He dad shamed him for carrying his baby in a little harness.
That's not a thing.
What do you mean it's not
a thing? It's not a thing, dad shaming.
Well, that's exactly what he did.
You know, what he did was make a dumbass comment. I don't know if it's dad shaming. I would just say he made a dumbass comment. It's the dumbest comment I've ever heard. Assigning it a name seems silly to me. He made a stupid ass comment.
Well, I don't even think it was a stupid comment. I think it was a very smart comment because he was in troll mode and it worked. When was the last time Piers Morgan was trending on Twitter?
I love how you see that as a win.
Piers Morgan and I are a lot in common. He's so happy. I know him. Are you kidding me? He's thrilled.
He's floating.
Yes. Oh, he could not be happier.
I love that you're slightly envious of it. Like, damn it, why did I think am.
But I wouldn't say something as douchey like that. I got a kid. I used to baby wear all the time. Yeah.
Well, I don't even, it's just a douchey thing to say. Like, what's, it's cool to carry around a kid. Like, I don't even get how that could be seen as a negative in any possible potential way. It's just dumb. It's a dumbass comment. Piers Morgan's a dumbass. And I'm sure he loves me saying that.
Well, I think he's a really smart dumbass. He's got a lot in common with Donald Trump.
And you. All three of you. Peas in a pod.
No, but I'm much smarter than Donald
Trump. Sure you are.
Let's get real. I'm also smart enough to know that I'm not the smartest egg on the planet. You know, I'm not even anywhere near.
Okay.
I'm a cracked egg, okay?
Okay. You're that for sure.
All right. Speaking of wacky news, LeBron James revealed that he lets his kids aged 14 and 11 drink wine. Do you think that's too young?
Oddly, I don't have a problem with that.
What?
Now, if you're talking about sitting there drinking even an entire glass of wine, that's a little excessive. But if a kid grabs a glass that's got a little wine in it, I don't think that's a big deal. I think kids do that all of the time.
Would you let your kid take a hit of marijuana too?
No, absolutely not. No smoke is good for your lungs. People can say that all they want. Potheads go, hey, man, it's natural. No, it's not. It's not natural to breathe smoke into your lungs in any way, shape, or form. It's not natural. So, no, but I don't think that a sip of wine, and some doctors say a glass of wine a day is good for you. Now they're saying maybe that was an error. I've read that recently too, but.
Oh, I wouldn't allow my 14 and 11 year olds to drink wine. I don't even drink around my kids.
But you don't really drink.
I drink every once in a while.
Oh, Christ, when you drink, it's the worst drink too. He'll get like vodka and Diet Coke. Have any of you ever heard of someone drinking?
No, I drink vodka and ginger ale.
I've seen you have it with Diet Coke, and I want to puke every time you get
ginger
it. It's the two worst things to put together. It's not a drink. That's a horrible drink.
I do love vodka.
I love wine. I'm a wine person.
All right. Well, from that to some even more wacky news, which I will get to in a minute. Oh, my God. Supersized show today. I kind of wish that I could just hop in a new car and go on that vacation that I keep fantasizing about to sleep for four days. If I was going to buy a new car, I would use TrueCar because it makes the stressful process of buying a new car so unstressful. TrueCar, I wish I knew it existed before I bought my last car. It will tell you, based on the kind of car you want, what everybody in your area is paying on average for that car. And they also have partners with their TrueCar program, verified partners that will match that price, will give you the lowest price possible. It's a godsend because there's no need to then haggle. There's no haggling. They will get you the lowest price possible. TrueCar. Just download the app or get it online. It will make this process of buying a car streamlined and so easy.
You'll feel so much better because you'll know you got a great deal. You won't sit there and wonder for the next 5 years of owning that car, did I get a good deal? Or you hear about somebody else that got a really great deal. You'll know. You'll know exactly what you're supposed to pay for that car with TrueCar. So definitely download it today.
More wacky news. So much has happened since our last podcast.
I know. I feel like it's been 2 weeks because AMA, when you said that, I thought that was like 2 weeks ago. It's just been a long week.
No, I'm telling you, Jesus. The husband of Real Housewives of New Jersey star Teresa Giudice, or Giudice, has been sentenced to be deported to Italy after completing his jail time.
Wow.
And what's wild about that is that he's been in this country and he could have been a citizen. He's been here for decades, since he was a baby, basically. But why would you put that off?
I have no idea.
If you've been here four decades and you could have become a citizen in four, why would you not?
Tax reasons.
Tax reasons?
That's my guess.
Well, I mean, he did go to jail for money reasons.
There you go. So.
Good point. So that's wild. She's commented on it, claiming it's not justice has not been served. Blah, blah, blah. You both are criminals. Mm. All right. This is an interesting one. I love me some newsy, topical ones that have nothing to do with celebrity. Mm-hmm. This woman took an emotional support animal on a plane with her that happened to be a squirrel. And they would not allow this woman's emotional support squirrel Good. With her on the
Finally,
plane.
Somebody using their goddamn mind. Good.
If you're allowing dogs as emotional support animals, why not a fucking squirrel?
I think that's ridiculous, too. The problem with things like this is if there are people that truly need this, and let's just say it's a finite amount of people that truly, really, honestly need that pet to leave the house, everyone has found the loophole and has said, well, I have that problem too, and I'm taking my little doggy on the plane with me too, that shits all over the place or pees, and now you got to put up with that. Or let's say you have an allergy to pets, now you have to put up with that. It's all out of control because everybody abuses the system. Everybody takes the rules and they take them to the nth degree. And unfortunately, at some point, we're going to have to take the rules back and go, listen, I'm sorry, we're going to have to take it away from everybody because somebody brought a support fucking squirrel on a plane that got loose and bit somebody. And it can happen.
Well, I'm all for
it. Of course you are. Until you're sitting next to the person with the shitting squirrel. Then you're like, you know what? This is the dumbest thing ever.
Well, you got to keep your squirrel in a freaking, keep it in a little thing, of course.
Of course, Perez, because those are the rules. But then, you know, you see Tara Reid getting on a plane yesterday. She got her dog in her hand and she can't find her seat and you're like going, this is what everybody's doing. Nobody's like following the rules. Nobody.
Poor Tara Reid. Well, some people are a broken record. Yeah, sadly.
That sucks.
Speaking of wacky news and somebody who had her fair share of alcohol and other issues, Amy Winehouse, an Amy Winehouse hologram tour is going to be happening next year.
Great.
I actually would go see that.
I would rather just stay home and put on one of her albums and be back in black alone. I would be fine with that. I don't need to go to a concert and experience a fake hologram with a bunch of other people.
It's going to be a live band and theatrical stagecraft. So it'll be like a show.
All right.
I love me some shows. Okay. More music related news. Did you hear that story about that rapper who had a stampede at Hollywood and Highland?
Mm-mm.
Fora?
Mm-mm.
You didn't hear that story? Mm-hmm. We got to think of some gimmick like that.
We need to kill a couple people. That's what we need.
This guy, Fora, is a rapper, and he was going to do a giveaway and give fans free shoes. And thousands of people showed up at the shoe place on Hollywood and Highland, so much so there was a stampede, and the police had to shut it down. It was insane. Mm. What could we do like that? That's safe, though. We have to be safe.
I think that's the whole point. It's not safe. That's why we're talking about it. I'll think on it.
All right. Cardi B confirmed in the new issue of W Magazine that her whole drama with Nicki Minaj at that W Magazine party during Fashion Week started over Nicki liking a damn tweet. She confirmed it. It was all over Nicki liking a tweet. Mm. Cardi B is easily triggered.
She is.
I still like her. I still like her a lot, mm-hmm. but I have observed a change. It's my job. And a lot of people are not liking her anymore for a variety of reasons. Probably overexposure, mm-hmm. probably the way she's been handling herself.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the pattern, isn't it? I mean, we build you up and they tear you down. I mean, that's the Hollywood way. That's when you know you're a star.
Well, there was this video that this makeup artist posted in January of 2018, but the video has only gone viral now. It literally exploded over the last week and got millions of views seemingly all of a sudden out of nowhere, even though that video had been on YouTube since January. And in that video, this makeup artist alleges that Cardi B was so mean and rude and awful to work with towards her. And it went so viral that Cardi B felt the need to respond.
Mm-hmm.
Making all sorts of allegations against the makeup artist that she was late and did a bad job and showed up high and showed up with an entourage. And It's hard to know who's telling the truth and who is not. Yeah. But it's just, for me, more of the observation that there is this change happening with Cardi B and people's perceptions of her. And speaking of Cardi B, she may be pregnant again. I would not put it past her if this is how she announced it. I'm not saying she is, but she tweeted out the following. Would ya be mad at me if I get pregnant again? That's what she tweeted. Is that her way of announcing she's pregnant?
Your guess is just as good as mine.
Why would she tweet that?
I don't know.
I mean, maybe she's pregnant.
You're going to ask me to rationalize with Cardi B's thoughts? I can't do it. I can't even rationalize with yours.
My thoughts are very rational. Back to Drake for a hot second. Drake is in a new song with Bad Bunny, and he's rapping in Spanish. It's so good. Have you heard
it?
I
have. Play it in my 5 o'clock show.
Cool. More music-related news. Lana Del Rey let former rapper Azalea Banks have it on Twitter. Oh, my God. It was so entertaining, but it feels like old news by now. But I just wanted to mention that I enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. You do not come for Lana. Lana can defend herself. This I wanted to talk about because some people resonated with our old people segment when we talked about the Eagles. Mm-hmm. I'm very familiar with Fleetwood Mac, and I love Fleetwood Mac and their music.
Yeah,
Lindsey Buckingham got fired by all of the bandmates, all of them. They're all back together, even Christine McVie. They kicked him out of the band, and now he's suing them for a part of the money that he would have made on tour.
Okay, that makes sense.
It makes sense to you.
Are you with that or not? You're not with it.
No, he didn't perform his services. There was no services rendered. He doesn't deserve a piece of
money. They're his songs.
He got fucking fired.
They're his songs. He wrote those songs that they're performing, that he was a part of, that he made popular. It's simple copyright. The guy should definitely get a taste.
They had a ton of songs that he didn't write. They could very easily not perform any of his songs.
They could not, but they do. Because if you're a Fleetwood Mac fan, if you went out there and you didn't hear any songs that featured Lindsey Buckingham, you'd be like, this sucks, because there's some great Mac songs with Lindsey.
The best Fleetwood Mac songs are the Stevie Nicks songs, and the second ones are the Christine McVie songs. Okay? Don't get it twisted.
Listen, they're a band. An ensemble. He joined the band later, as did Stevie Nicks. They weren't original members of the band. Hey, look, they're a band. Whatever that made them all together, whatever made that soup, you got to keep paying for the soup recipe for the rest of your life. That's what I think.
He's replaceable.
Well, I'm saying he's completely replaceable in concert. Hell, I just watched the Eagles without half the Eagles, and still, great show. Great show. Glenn Frey's son's up there playing. Replaceable, did a great job. Sounds like his dad. But yeah, in concert, but the songs that he wrote are not replaceable. I disagree with you.
Yeah, I don't think he deserves to get paid for performing if he's not performing.
Not if he wrote the songs.
You're wrong. In some relationship news, Mel B's ex-husband, Stephen Belafonte, claims that Mel B is racist.
Huh.
That's wild, yeah. Claiming that she's not happy that he got a black nanny. Claiming that she's not happy that their daughter has black friends when he's with her. Claiming that she's told him to get a job and stop being, quote, lazy like every other black man.
Well, who cares what he says? I don't care.
Yeah, I don't know if I believe him. A new couple, Channing Tatum and Jesse J, are dating.
How about him having a type?
Well, I don't think she looks that much like Jenna Dewan.
Dear God, are you kidding me? It's the same facial structure. If I had to say, who does Jenna Dewan look like? And if I went through all the celebrities, I would definitely say Jesse J.
No way. Maybe it's just me. Let us know. Call us as always. More couples news. This made me so happy. Jennifer Garner is dating again. Okay. She deserves the best guy because she's the best girl. She's my dream girl.
We both agree on dream girls. That's funny.
If I was a straight dude, I mean, well, Rihanna's the girl I'd love to have sex with, but Jennifer Garner's the girl I'd like to marry.
We both agree once again.
Yeah. Oh, really? Wow.
She's a West Virginia girl. She comes from my home state. I'm a huge Jennifer Garner fan.
She's the kind of girl that you'd have very vanilla, boring sex with, but she would make an effort. Like she would put on sexy lingerie and give you very boring sex, but at least she would try,
right?
You know?
Like,
she would,
but every
try.
Third Thursday, Rihanna would come in with like a sickle and you think she might kill you mid-sex. You're like, oh, is this going to be the time she bites it off? It might be.
And finally, in some non-sexual relationship news, it made me happy to see Beyonce reconciled with her dad. He showed up at one of her concerts recently, and there was a nice family photo with Beyonce and her mom and her dad. So that was nice, and a nice way to end this week's show. Let's take some calls.
All right, 800-721-1185.
First of all, I just want to say how incredibly proud I am of you guys. I can tell how much work you're putting in. It shows, and I think we're just so blessed to be able to listen to the podcast each week. The second thing
asshole.
I wanted to say is that I think, even though it's kind of yesterday's news, something was lost in last week's podcast about the Pete Davidson Ariana conversation, which is that Perez, one of the large reasons why you were saying that he was a bad influence on her to begin with was that he had mental illness. And I just think it's so hypocritical because you've expressed for the past year and a half how you struggle with mental illness. And I guess my question to you is, you know, do you think you're not worthy of love because of that? And do you think that like that automatically hinders a person from being able to be a good influence on someone? I don't think so. I think you're a good influence on people. I think you're a good influence on your children. And I think it just raises a bigger issue that so often you come up on these like hypocritical stances or like these blind spots that you have. And instead of sort of just, you know, acknowledging them in an empathetic way, you sort of always double down. I feel like, you know, I've listened to the podcast for the past several years, however long you guys have had the podcast. And I don't think I've ever heard you say, you know what? You're actually right. I was wrong. And I just think like, it's just something that maybe you should work on, honestly. I think you're a great person. I think Booker's a great person. But I do think that this is an area where you just like constantly double down. And I don't think that people with mental illness, that it automatically means that you're a bad influence. Anyways, thank you guys. Thanks so much for the podcast.
Well, I'm not wrong here. And
to his point.
No, and I want to specify.
I like that as a nickname for you, Double Down. Let's just call you Double Down from here on.
I want to specify a few things.
Okay, go ahead.
I absolutely think that people with, I think the same thing about addiction.
Do you deserve love? That was his question. Do you not believe that you deserve love because you have some sort of mental illness?
Well, I wouldn't say I have mental illness. I struggle with anxiety, which is a mental health issue.
Okay.
To me, mental illness is something more severe.
Okay.
Like I mean, yes, anxiety is awful.
Okay, but let's not get away from this. So, do you think that you don't deserve love because of your issues, your mental issues?
Of course, I think they deserve love. Having said that, I wish my dream would be to date somebody with no mental health issues. That'd be the best. That would be amazing.
Right.
That's my aspiration. And that's why I said, you know, that would be my dream for Pete Davidson too. But, and I'm not saying that Ariana does, but there have been reports and she's spoken herself about her struggles, but hasn't specified exactly.
Well, it may not be a mental illness. It may be that she has some problems with anxiety, admit, equal to yours even.
Yeah. Same thing with, you know, addiction. It's totally fine if two recovering addicts are together, but I would imagine if I'm a recovering addict, I would love to be with somebody who is not. I don't know. That's something to think about.
Okay. Thank you, Double Down. Another call.
Hey, Chris. Hey, Mario. Before I
Wait a minute. That's the asshole one, right? Mario's who you are, but Mario. Oh, I got to hear that again. That's funny.
Hey, Chris. Hey, Mario.
Stop it.
Before I get to my question, which is for Chris, I got to tell you, Perez, man to man, heed my advice. You need to learn how to listen to people. Booker can sit there all day and tell you every reason, every rhyme and reason why you're wrong about something, and you will not change your opinion. It's not just that. From everything to Big Brother to what the things you've said on the podcast the last 2 weeks. Like, you really need to learn to listen to other people, and you will get a lot farther in life. Anyway, my question's for Booker. Is there anything that Perez can say or do that will make you quit the podcast?
Ooh.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Anything he... Sure.
Wait, what did he say? I wasn't really listening.
Of course you were. he asked if there's anything that you... If you said something, if there's something that you would say that would make me quit the podcast, or do, that would make me quit the podcast. I think I know him a little better than even this show. I don't think that he has any malice in his heart at all. I don't believe that. I think he does have some blind spots, like the last caller alluded to. Some of it, I think, is for show.
None of it is for show.
No, I think a lot of it's for show, because I think that...
No.
Okay, let's go back to the Piers Morgan conversation for a minute.
Okay.
That's exactly what I mean, for show. You want that attention. There's this hole in you that needs to be filled up.
But I wouldn't make something up for attention.
I know. This is the perfect example that I'm trying to explain to you, that he's trying to say to you. What you said there is kind of different from what anybody else would believe or think or do. You do it because you want the attention, because you need it. It's part of your business.
I'm confused. Right. What are you getting at? I don't, you're not making sense.
No. Okay. Listen, Piers Morgan, remember the conversation? Yes. Remember he did this whole thing where he said something asshole-like just to get some attention. Okay.
Yes.
And he did it for attention. Now, your response to that was envy or jealousy. You were kind of jealous that he was getting all of this attention. Like, crap, why didn't I think of doing something like that?
Yeah.
Well, that's the juxtaposition.
But I didn't agree with what he said.
Well, but you still in your heart wish that you would have come up with something like that, because you're trying.
But not that. I'm not going to say that.
I know, but you're missing the point. This is what we're trying to tell you. Most people don't think that way. You're forced to think that way because this is your business. The business of Perez is being outlandish sometimes and attacking things from a different angle that don't seem to make a lot of sense to most people, including me, almost always on the show. That's the perfect example. That's what he's talking about. That there's a little blind spot with you.
No, but there's no blind spot. I would only have done or said something if I believed it. Like, I'm not... What Piers did, I don't even believe Piers believed what he was saying.
Right.
He was just trolling. That's why I said that. Piers is a troll a lot of the time. But I'm not a troll. I'm just
Yes, you
really
are,
loud.
Because you're aspiring for that kind of attention is my point. And that's his point.
I can troll, but I am not a troll. That's the difference.
Okay. I'm not saying you are. I'm just trying to cite an example, the closest example that I could think of. And this
but
one
that
just happened to
be an accurate example.
But yes, it is. And I think everybody is hearing me what I'm saying. That is the point of what this guy's saying, what the call before was saying. The point is, you're not really listening to what I'm saying. You hear me, Perez. You hear us, but you're not listening to us.
I am, but I don't agree with you. Why do I have to fucking fake that I agree?
Well, okay, if you don't agree with that example, that's fine. But if you don't agree with the callers and what they've said or their angle, that's the blind spot that you're kind of missing.
No, that's also not true as well. I have in the past acknowledged when I'm wrong.
Listen.
It doesn't happen often, but I have, okay?
Double Down and I will be back next week with another show.
Whatever.
Do we have anything else to add?
What's our number?
800-721-1185. Please call and defend Perez. Would you like to hear at least one call that agreed with you?
Do whatever the fuck you want. I don't need to. I know I'm right.